You're listening to SBS News.
Behrouz Bouchani has just celebrated his 37th birthday and now he's won freedom after successfully claiming asylum in New Zealand. Last year, the Kurdish-Iranian journalist left Papua New Guinea to speak at a writers' festival in Christchurch. And now he's told SBS News of his relief that the long journey is finally over.
And I feel that it is end of a chapter of my life, and it is a beginning of a new chapter.
Mr. Bouchani spent years in Australia's offshore immigration system. He remains upset about his friends left behind in detention because they still face an uncertain future.
So it is a tragedy. And that's why, and I'm not sure, you know, just I look at myself only as a part of this struggle. So we are too many, I mean the refugees and people who are fighting against this system, and I'm only one of them.
Human rights group Amnesty International has praised New Zealand for giving the writer permanent protection. Amnesty's Tim O'Connor says it will keep fighting.
There is certainly celebration for Behrouz, there's celebration for the refugee system working, but there's huge concern and real anger, really, at Australia's ongoing policy, which is a breach of international human rights.
The organisation is calling on the Australian government to return thousands of refugees located offshore to safety so they can rebuild their lives. Mr. O'Connor is concerned for the people still caught up in the system.
There's enormous psychosocial problems, psychological issues. They really need to get to safety, and there are alternatives available. Amnesty has worked hard to ensure those alternatives are available, and getting Behrouz to New Zealand is another example of an alternative that exists.
Green Senator Nick McKim says the decision shows true compassion from a government. Immigration New Zealand says Mr. Bouchani has been recognised as a refugee under the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees and its 1967 protocol. SBS contacted the Home Affairs Department for comment. Mr. Bouchani is currently working with the University of Canterbury and he plans to keep writing. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.